Today is Monday, February the 20th, 2017. And I'm Adam. Hi, everyone. Welcome back once again. Thank you for joining me. It's a lovely rainy day. Actually, it's been, as it has been everywhere else in the world, it's been incredibly warm for a February. I'm not sure. It's been really warm for February, and I've been extremely busy. Actually, I'm kind of glad that it's been warm. Now, obviously, I'm not glad that there's global warming. Well, maybe I shouldn't, you know, maybe I shouldn't say obviously, but I'm really not glad that there's global warming. And I don't know if this particular warming spell is due to global warming or I don't know. You never know what it, I need a farmer's almanac. Maybe if I had a farmer's almanac, it would have predicted this. It would say, you know, even though it's going to be unseasonably warm in February, don't think you can sow your seeds and start your crop because there's a hard freeze coming in March and you don't want to do that because it'll kill everything. Well, anyway, so I don't know. Maybe I need a farmer's almanac and I would know all of these things, but I don't know. It's probably due to global warming. Who knows what it is, but it's been unseasonably warm. And Mark and I had, I think I mentioned it on another show. I don't know if I did or not, but we were planning a trip and we were planning a trip for, kind of a Valentine's Day trip. But because my February is really busy, we planned it for the first weekend in March. And we planned the trip we decided it was between the sands, right? So we had San Diego, we had San Francisco. And we had, that's a lie. San Francisco was on the list only for a brief moment, but I'm going to say it was the Sands because it sounds better. So we had the San Francisco, the San Diego, and the San Antonio, and Portland. And so, and that's not a sand. So it doesn't really fit in with my story, but there you go. Portland was on the list. Portland was there for a brief moment. San Diego was there for even less time. But we wanted to do a trip, as we do. And so we planned this trip for the first weekend in March and we haven't planned everything, but now, you know, California never gets rain, right? Never gets rain. Like there is never, if you're going to plan a trip to anywhere in the world and you want to make sure that you don't have any rain to deal with, you won't have wet weather, you can go to the beach, you won't have any problems at all, then you plan it for California. They're always in a drought. I mean, I suppose there are some deserts out there that you could go to if you really wanted to, and you know, some other places that maybe never get rain. But you really can feel fairly confident in going to California. And so we were thinking, oh, no big deal. And I'm just going to Facebook real quick. But you know, we also thought, you know, it's not going to rain, and that's one of the places. San Diego is one of the places that it would stay fairly warm. You know, they may have a little chilliness at night or something like that, but it's going to stay fairly warm there. And so if we want to go at the beginning of March or the end of February or something like that, you know, no big deal. And so then, of course, we buy the plane tickets and we, you know, start planning for the trip. And then all of a sudden, you know, the weather is just this crazy thing. It warms up all over the globe. Everywhere it's warm. It's, you know, it's normally snowing this time of year and people are out in shorts hunting Pokemon and all this kind of stuff. And then we look at the weather and, you know, we watch Ellen every day. And Ellen's talking about all of this rain that's going on. All of this rain that's going on in California. And then, you know, we turn on the news the next day and then, you know, they're like flooding. And then we turn on the news the next day and they're like mudslides. And, you know, I'm afraid that, you know, tomorrow we're going to turn on the news and it's going to be frogs are falling from the sky and the river is turning to blood. Some of you may not get that reference, but it's raining. So now California, so in the South, when it snows, no one knows how to drive. So we get a dusting of snow. I mean, the barest hint, you know, the dandruff of snow, the equivalent of dandruff, and nobody can drive. Schools are shut down. You can't go anywhere. Work, you know, says, oh, don't risk it. Work from home. Or if you're in a job where you can't work from home, they close the office. You know, everyone stays at home. They don't get out. the night before you get this dandruffing of snow, everyone rushes out to the grocery store and buys every grocery item, you know, milk, bread, bologna, whatever you're going to buy. They buy all of this stuff. They buy all of this stuff. And the shelves are empty. The shelves are completely empty. And, you know, and so, and that is how, you know, I just realized I was trying to stream live over at Pride 48 and my microphone wasn't on. So somebody came in the chat room and I was not streaming. There was just like this, dead air on pride48.com. This whole time, people were like probably going, oh, great, we want to listen to this. And there's like dead air. Anyway, so people buy everything off of the, now I'm connected and the correct microphone is selected and everything is right with the world. But this is how we treat it when it snows here. Well, I would imagine it to be something like that in California when it rains. I mean, I've seen all of these news reports with people sliding off of the road and, you know, having these horrible accidents, and their ground is so dry there that, you know, one little hint of rain and all this mud forms and they have these mudslides. And I saw a bus or a fire truck completely slip off the side of the road and just like go off this cliff. I don't think anyone was hurt. I hope they weren't. But my point being that we plan this trip and, you know, as our luck would turn out, we plan the trip at the time when the seven signs of the apocalypse or whatever are going on in California. So now every day we're turning on the news, hoping maybe the storms have ended now. You know, maybe they're going to end so it'll dry up before we go, because we're going on March 3rd. And so there's a little bit of time left. There's 28 days, right? 27, 28. You know, I have a computer right in front of me. I could look at a calendar. This year, there are 28 days in February. So we have, it's the 20th right now as I'm recording this, as the crow flies. And that would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 days to the 28th. So 11 days from now, we will be on a plane, making our way to San Diego. And we've been trying to plan, and one of the reasons that I haven't been streaming live or haven't recorded in a couple of weeks, and I wanted to get this out for everyone, is I've been in this show. So not only have we been planning for this trip, you know, watching the news every day, hoping that the rain ends, you know, the floods end, and California, I know you've done something to upset Jesus, because, I don't know, first you have a drought, and then you have floods. Anyway, so we're going to do that. We've been planning, and I've been playing this show. I've been playing Young Frankenstein, and the music is incredibly difficult. Everything is like, for those of you who are musicians, like everything is super fast, but it's in 4/4, but you feel it in a 2. So, and that's not going to make sense to anyone who's not a musician, but when it's very deceptive, because you go, oh, you know, no big deal. It's 4/4 time, you know, it's no problem. It's going to be easy to play. All I have is eighth notes. I have a few 16th notes thrown in, not a big deal. And then you get to the rehearsal and it's like, oh, we're going to feel this in a 2. Well, when you feel something in a 2, that means it's fast. So these quarter notes that you thought were going to be just normal speed quarter notes, right? They're like double the speed of what you thought they were going to be. Well, not only that, but, you know, Young Frankenstein, it's a comedy, but it's kind of a dark. Well, obviously, if you know the story of Frankenstein, right? I mean, it's kind of a dark themed show. And Tim in Alaska joined the chat room. Hi, Tim in Alaska. I'm not ignoring you. Hopefully you can hear me because my microphone wasn't connected earlier. But anyway, so we're doing this. And, you know, as I said before, it's fast. And there's like every minor key that you, like every, like we go through every minor key that exists on the planet in this musical. And the musical is 28 songs over the course of, and some of these songs have an A, B, C, D, like you'll have a 6 and then a 6A and then a 6B, et cetera, et cetera. So there's probably like 40 songs over the course of 2 hours and 20 minutes. It's not like a normal musical where the trumpets will play one song and then there's a bunch of tacit or a bunch of rests, you know, for two or three songs. And, you know, and then you'll play another song that's loud and boisterous and then you'll have a rest for a couple of more songs. And you can kind of kick back and watch the show, right? But no, it's not like that. this show, I'm playing like almost the entire time. That being said, it's probably the most fun show that I've played since I've been, I want to say this is my fourth or fifth. Let's see. My first one was Wizard of Oz. And then I believe I was in Fiddler on the Roof. And then Cabaret after that, I believe. And then now this is Young Frankenstein. So that's number four. So this is my fourth show. Out of all of those, I think this is gonna go down as my favorite one. But it's definitely the most challenging show. And luckily, the theater is a Pokestop. And so I don't know if any of you know, but they've recently released 80 more Pokemon, or a little bit more than 80, maybe 84, 85. And so Mark and I are in full force playing again. And so now every time I go to the theater, I have Pokemon open and like we're playing the show and I'm like flipping the Pokestop and then, you know, wait 5 or 10 minutes for it to turn blue again. And then I flip it again and get more, you know, more coins and everything. So I've been doing that and that's been taking up. So the first week of February, we rehearsed Saturday. We rehearsed Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And I'm also working a full-time job during this, right? And then Thursday, we had an open dress rehearsal. And then we had performance Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday matinee. So you're talking, you know, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. 9 days in a row that I was at this theater. Also working, also going to church, also doing, you know, all of these things. And it's fun, though. At least it's fun. And I do get paid a little bit for it. So that's nice. And there's a cute gay guy in the performance. He was also in Cabaret. So, you know, and he's really funny. So I don't mind watching either. And actually, if you've seen this, the best character or my favorite character is the housekeeper. You'll just have to watch. I love the housekeeper. I don't know because I've never seen it before. I don't know if it's because of this particular actress or if it's the role that I like, but I think she's fabulous. She's really cool. Anyway, so I've been doing that. We finally took our Christmas decorations down. We took our Christmas decorations down in February because, and I'll tell you why. I mean, I know there are gasps of horror going on out there, but I'll tell you why we did this. The reason we did it is because I think I mentioned in the last episode that we were waiting to have Christmas dinner with my family and they were going to come here and eat. And so I wanted to have all of the Christmas decorations up so my parents could see the decorations and we could have a nice Christmas dinner. You know, think of, you know, Christmas in July. This was Christmas in late January. So I kept them all up. So we finally got, we bought a whole bunch of big, huge Rubbermaid or whatever, those big plastic containers and put everything in there and put them up in the attic. So everything is straightened up and it's all done. And we got that done. So it's been super hectic, busy work, cleaning the house, planning for San Diego, doing the show, which the show is still going on. So I'm recording this on a Monday. So we have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off, but then I'll be back. This is the last weekend. So I'll have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then my trip the next weekend. So if anyone has anything cool to do in San Diego, let me know. I know Mark probably hates this about me, but I love whales. I don't know why. I have this fascination with whales. And anytime we go anywhere that has ocean or SeaWorld or both, I want to do something with, you know, whale watching of some sort. So I think we're going to do a whale watching excursion and we're going to go to SeaWorld one day. So that's 2 days of our like 3 day trip. You know, we're doing like whale watching 2 days in a row, basically. And then they have several parks and a zoo and they have these, I don't know, monument looking things and they have all kinds of stuff that's outdoorsy kind of stuff to do. So that's one of the reasons I hope it's not raining by then. So we're going to do all of that and then we'll find some nice restaurants and maybe a gay club or two to go to at night. But we haven't bought any tickets yet. Also, Peter Pan is on while we're there, the Broadway musical Peter Pan. And we thought about going to see that. At first, we thought it was Finding Neverland, which is the new one. And it's not. It's the original Peter Pan. So I don't know anything about this specific touring company. If Scott the Satyr listens to Geeky Gay, maybe he could let me know if this is worth seeing, because I don't know. But it's going to be playing in San Diego while we're there. We had thought about going to Palm Springs while we were there, but I don't think we're going to have time to do all of the San Diego attractions and do Palm Springs within basically a 3 day weekend. So we're arriving Thursday night, but we'll be there all day Friday, all day Saturday, all day Sunday, and then leaving to come back on Monday. And then I took Tuesday off work because we're not going to get cheap tickets. We're literally leaving at like 10 a.m. and arriving at like 11:30 p.m. And there are two stops because we were trying to get the cheapest flight possible. And apparently United or whoever it is we're flying, they make it as difficult as possible, A, to use frequent flyer miles, and B, to get a cheaper ticket. But so we're going to be traveling like all day on Monday. We're just going to be sitting in an airport on Monday. So that's going to be fun though. I'm looking forward to go. So like I said, if anyone has any ideas of things to do in San Diego, I didn't really mention why we didn't choose San Antonio. The two Sans that were my top two both have SeaWorld. San Diego and San Antonio both have SeaWorld. So I was okay with either one. But I haven't been to San Diego and Mark hasn't been to San Diego. And so I just said, you know, since neither one of us has been there, we're going to go ahead and we're going to mark that one off our list. We can always go to San Antonio at any point. There's no stopping us going to San Antonio. And we found some, you know, reasonable tickets. So anyway, we're going to do that. So let me know. You can email adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And let me know if there's anything cool that I should do or that we should do while we're in, where are we going? San Diego. And you can also call the voice line. What's it called? And, give me some tips on where to go because I'm taking over the old voicemail, 229-234-7587 you can call. But so basically, I'm just catching you guys. This is what's been going on. It's been super busy. And that's why I haven't recorded anything. And I wanted to get this out. But hopefully March is going to be, you know, I'm hoping so much that March is calm, that, you know, I can just at night, I'm actually looking forward to the summer when church orchestra is on break for 3 months. And then I can just come home and not have orchestra rehearsal, not have, you know, just have the nights to just, we'll still work out, much to my chagrin, because I hate working out. Ugh. And we do it every stinking single day. But that's beside the point. Hopefully March will be better, but I can't wait for summer to get here. I'm wishing away my life, but I can't wait for summer to get here because that's kind of the most calm. And we take our big trip in July, and I have no idea what that's going to be. But that, you know, that's going to be worth looking forward. Or that's going to be, I'm going to look forward to that as well. All right, guys, I'm going to end it here. But thanks for joining me. For more information on my little show, you can go over to geekygay.com. And please email me and write and let me know your suggestions for San Diego. Or your take on the musical Young Frankenstein, if you've seen it. AdamBurns.UK@gmail.com. And the phone number is 229-234-7587. And don't forget, you can also call about celebrity deaths. We are starting the celebrity death phone on Geeky Gay. And we do have a caller, but you'll hear that in the next episode. And go over to Pride48.com for all shows GLBT and GLBT friendly. I will see you guys next time. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at Pride48.com.